So after passing the group stages and moving on to the playoffs, how do you think will you do in the rest of the tournament?
A bit of it depends on who my next opponent is. It could be Squirtle, in which case it's kind of dangerous because he's a very aggressive player. He's willing to do a lot of one base all-ins, and that's always pretty volatile. If I don't get Squirtle, any of the other players from Group B, I'd be very, very confident first. In which case, I'd have a pretty clean run to the finals. So if we see Squirtle, then it'd be up in the air. Otherwise, I feel very good.
You lost the game to Ace, or more than one game, but yeah, you lost to Ace. What do you think made you lose to him?
Well, he's a pretty good player. He plays very solid, just standard style. But in those games specifically, it was because I'd never seen that Phoenix build he did before. He went fast expand, then a void raid to hold off any scout and kill all the overlords, and then just 2-star Phoenix plus a bunch of zealot sentry. And I hadn't seen it before. I thought he was going void raid Colossus. I went spire, and I didn't have enough hydras to hold it off. It just killed me.
Who do you think will you meet in the finals if you move on to them?
I think it'll probably be me versus Ace. He's on the other side, and I don't see any of them really beating him. He's just better than them, and he plays pretty safe, solid, standard. I don't see him losing games to people who are worse than him, and I think he's the best player there.
Is the other group stages, like both Group A and Group B, did they pass on just like you expected them to?
No, I expected Squirtle to be better than he was. He didn't really impress me at all. I still think he's more dangerous than the other players there, but I expected him to be a lot better than he was. As for Group A, I expected Whiteraw instead of Moro to make it out, along with me and Ace, and I figured I'd probably be third instead of second. So that was not too surprising, but a bit.
What do you think about the pretty surprising 4-0 of Moonglade?
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. Honestly, Group B was quite a bit weaker than Group A. He's been playing well, but he hasn't had a lot of great competition. The game against Squirtle actually just didn't have his Zealot blocking. He landed a bunch of Speedlings in, didn't have a cannon up against Burrow Roachrush. Phoenix just played poorly. Sho, I didn't see. I didn't see those matches, so I don't know. And against Sokka, I didn't see either, but I heard Sokka was on the brink of beating him. So, I mean, it's a good run, but there's a lot of qualifiers there.
And what do you think about the pretty poor performance of Phoenix?
I think he was kind of overrated going in. I don't find it surprising, really.
Okay, I guess that's it. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say?
Thank my team and all of our sponsors, e.g., Intel's MSI Notebook SteelSeries. And thanks to all my fans for supporting me.
Thanks.